Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
ACC football is on the verge of losing any semblance of balance. This is Archansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. As the ACC football media confab gets underway in Charlotte this week, Clemson looks like the most dominant program in conference history. That's because a combination of NFL-like facilities and talent have arrived in once was little old Clemson, according to its current head coach. The Tigers have been to the college football playoffs four straight times and won two of the last three CFP championships. It is also because the competition within the AC has become so splintered and has four new head coaches. FSU won three straight ACC championships from 2012 to 14 and one BCS national title. But with Jimbo Fisher gone, the Noles have trouble selling out games. You may say that Clemson winning four straight ACC titles against different opponents is parity, but the Tigers won the last two ACC trophies in Charlotte by a combined 67 points over Miami and Pitt of the Coastal Division. That is supremacy over the entire conference more than anything else, and every other team being near the bottom of the rankings underscores my point. Last season, Wake Forest, Virginia Tech, Florida State, and Carolina finished between number 60 and 90 in the final Sagarin poll. The year before, it was UNC, Syracuse, and Virginia winding up between number 71 and 81. 2016, Boston College and Duke couldn't crack the top 50. Add Louisville to the bottom feeders last year, Georgia Tech in 2015, and NC State in 2013 when the ACC expanded to 14 football teams. Consistency at Clemson comes from coaching stability. Dabo Swinney has been head man in Death Valley for 10 full seasons and now is considered to have a program the equal of mighty Alabama. During Dabo's tenure, only Duke has had the same coach, as David Cutcliffe was given plenty of time to pull the Blue Devils from last place to bowl eligible almost every season. When the acceptance of such ordinariness hits the various fan bases, it only makes Clemson's path to more ACC titles and CFP Final Fours look easier. A fan of NC State, which has gone 27 years without winning a championship of any kind in any sport, tweeted recently, "Top 30 the last 3 years. I'm good with that." This is Art Chansky. See ya.